Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Heeper Seed Farms in Enid, Oklahoma have 7 high-yielding wheat seed varieties. You can choose from Monument, Flint, Lano and Jackpot, Dones, Everest, and Gallagher. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have been selling top-quality seed wheat for over 25 years. Call today at 580-855-2431. That's 580-855-2431, or you can email them at jrpieper@gmail.com to book your seed today.
Your phone is part of your life. You take it with you wherever you go. When it calls, you answer. It helps you get where you're going, and if you lose it, you panic. It's your phone, and it spends every day with you. Pioneer wants to connect you with a brand new life companion. Switch to Pioneer and get a $300 bill credit when you turn in your old phone. Existing customers with fewer than 3 months remaining on their current phone can have the remaining balance waived. There's never been a better time for a new friend. Visit wirelesspioneer.com or call 800-641-2732 today.
Well, look for hog futures to open moderately higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying and bull spreading interest. The cattle complex should also open higher thanks to short covering and cash premiums. Now, last week's negotiated cattle market was limited to a small window of time on Friday, enough to squeeze light to moderate trade volume in the south. We looked at $119. Light volume in the north at $187. That should mean that larger show lists will be distributed today, padded by unsold inventories carried over. Now, the short-bought status of cattle buyers could trigger an earlier start to cash trading, but certainly has not as early as Monday. On the grains, forecasts for big crops this year briefly knocked U.S. crop prices down on Friday, but the markets rebounded with corn and wheat futures higher for the day and soybeans a little lower, but well above today's lows. Big crops had been expected, and traders may have used the post-report tumble to exit some short positions, balanced accounts ahead of the weekend, or lock in lower price purchases. USDA expected a record 15.15 billion bushel corn crop, a 4.06 billion soybean crop, and 2.32 billion bushels of wheat. The wheat markets finished higher Friday, getting support from corn. Despite USDA's larger crop estimates, soft red winter set contract lows after the report, but finished higher. USDA had total wheat at 2.32 billion bushels. Winter was at 1.657 billion, spring at 571 million, and durum at 91.7 million bushels. Increases were noted in hard red winter, white spring, and in durum. Corn futures closed a little more than a penny higher Friday after setting contract lows after those reports. Late bargain buying by commercial users was said to be in play. Export sales have increased following the summer's drop in prices. Soybeans finished a little bit lower as late buying pulled it above the session lows that were set after the report. USDA's 4.06 billion crop forecast and record yield sparked bearish reactions in lower futures. We'll check futures in just a moment.
Cattle producers, it's the big event from Express Ranches out of Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 19th. And Saturday, August 20th, 1 o'clock sale time on Friday afternoon. Saturday morning, the big event starts at 11 a.m. You can bid live both days on Rural TV, Dish Satellite 232, or on liveauctions.tv, or you can go and be a part of the festivities live at the sale itself in Yukon. For details, go to the Express Ranches website, www.expressranches.com.
Well, live cattle at the close. August was up 30 cents at 116.32. October down 2 cents at 114.52. August feeder cattle up 35 cents at the close, 149.07. And September was up 57 cents at 147.55. October hogs up 157 at 60 even. December was up 60 cents at 54.95. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September was up 4 cents, 416 and a quarter, and the hard red winter wheat for December was up 4 and a quarter at 442. Chicago wheat, September up 6 and a quarter at 422 and a half, December up 3 cents at 440. On the corn, September up 1 and a quarter cents, 322 and a quarter, December's up 1 and a quarter at 333. September soy was down 2 and 3 quarters at 999, November down 2 and a quarter, 981 and 3 quarters. October cotton up 20 at 7008, December up 21, 7086. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.